Excuse me. Just has been there Chuck, been any Chuck, movement Chuck. On the any like new numbers or anything on the
Kirk ran some numbers and they it wasn't he had numbers as far as how the jurors are returning their ethnicity, but the number of jurors that sat on trials for the last 2 years, he only showed like 500. It's got to be more than that.
500 jurors actually being impaneled?
Yeah. I you think about civil and everything. It's in 2 years?
Because you try probably at least two or three trials a month.
Yeah, so I'm
sometimes
looking at
maybe not quite as often.
I'm looking at 28 a month. I'm doing 280, 300 a year. So he's working the numbers again. But the so with that we weren't sure. The minority numbers showed a little over 7%. I just don't think, because we're trying to figure out the number of jurors who are actually, the number of people that come in that actually sit on juries. Now, I don't know that we can figure out the racial makeup of those people, but right now, Roger ran the numbers and he didn't think they made sense, so we're going to try it again.
Okay, so we're going to call the meeting to order with those who are present. It is 5:04, Friday, April 8th, Citizens Advisory Committee for Jury Service. We are at the Brookings Administrative Center in the Jennifer K. Putman Meeting Room. Roll call. Aaron Ammons.
Bill Brown.
Randy Rosenbaum.
John Miller.
Bryce Weibel.
Tom DeFonis.
So if folks have had a moment to look at the agenda, if we can get a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Weibel, second by Judge DeFonis. Is there any discussion? Any addendums, anything to the agenda? No? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So the agenda has been approved. And the approval of the minutes of last meeting. If you need to take a minute to look at them, we can do that.
Oh, okay. This is the agenda. Okay.
Yes, and so I think she may put the minutes on the back of the agenda.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we should have sent those out also.
Yeah.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Moved by Judge DeFonis, second by Randy Rosenbaum. Discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right, so announcements and communications. Basically, we wanted to... One of these days, I'm going to get somebody, maybe Roger will work for me to keep me organized. Cause this is what my organization looks like. Right? Trying to reiterate the goals just so that we can continue to revisit them. I think that we are off on a great start with the education aspect of it. But I am concerned that we are not doing the schools. I want us to get into these schools, and we're not doing it. So that was one of the things that I thought needed to be. That's not being done. What do you all think about that? Yes, sir.
I think it's very important, something that we need to do. When I was in the state's attorney's office, every year I visited every high school in the county, every middle school or junior high in the county, and I'd visit grades down as low as fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And I did that on a yearly basis, and the teachers and the faculty would, and they appreciate that, but it's something that I think we should do. I mean, we have to do it, and I'm just trying to figure out, can we get somebody to start calling around the various principals? We could start with the high school.
Or you can start with maybe the Regional Office of Education.
Yeah, all right, Regional Office.
ROE, which is up in Vancouver.
But would you start with the high schools? Or just concentrate on the high schools?
I think we should not bite off a whole big chunk right now. Let's start small. And so we have three high schools here. So would we just focus on the high schools here?
No, you can go to Rantoul, too.
We can go to Rantoul as well.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Rantoul High, maybe even Uni High, right?
Yeah, Uni.
Yeah. And then
Centennial and Central.
And Urbana.
You have St. Thomas More.
St. Thomas More.
Yeah, there's probably four or five.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we compile a list of actual... So when you did it, you said you went to the schools, you went to Rantoul, basically in Champaign County.
Yeah, I just stayed in Champaign County. Went down to Tolono, went out to Homer, went to St. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teachers, you develop a rapport with the teachers, and they have you... They literally pencil you in for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And... Okay. Urbana High, I went every semester because there was a civics class, Dave Lemon's class. I used to go to that. And I think, I think they would appreciate something like that. The question is, I don't know that we'd be able to do a whole school assembly. Would you work with seniors, juniors? How would you?
You know, what I was thinking with the charge of this committee is that we could target places like, I know Central has an African-American club,
mm-hmm.
like the Afro—I forget what it's called—but you could target smaller audiences
mm-hmm.
where it could be
okay.
more intimate first.
That's a good idea.
So I know some of those people over there. So I guess to try to hone it in a little bit, I'm thinking about what you were saying about going to all the places in Champaign County, but to sort of fit the charge of our committee, we're looking more sort of inner city
mm-hmm.
schools. So we want. So I would say first start with Rantoul, Urbana, Centennial, and Central.
And
the Regional Office of Education, you said probably is who we would need to contact to start that process.
I think you can probably find out some information from the ROE. Talk to Barb Daly, who used to be the...
She used to be principal at...
Southside.
She's John Daly's.
Yeah.
And she's very good.
Yeah. I agree it's important and everything. I don't know if you can really fully fill, a 30 or 60-minute kind of meeting just about jury selection and the jury process. I think you may have to broaden it a little bit about talking about the justice system,
sure.
and this is a big component of it.
Right.
But, to fill a half an hour, an hour, just talking about a jury trial might not.
Yeah, but I think if you let the kids ask questions.
That's true.
I mean, of course, it depends. Sometimes you look at a group of kids and they just stare at you. And then other times... You don't have enough time because they want answers to their questions.
Right.
I think you might be surprised at the
about jury service and
well, a little bit about the system and
right,
how, you
right.
know why it is that we have this and what it is and then how important it is that we have people come in to serve
mm-hmm.
and that there's a good possibility at some point as long as you stay here you're going to get a questionnaire.
Yeah, I'm thinking about for me and my engagement. I keep my schedule is. I usually go to work at about this time. And so I have the day to do these types of things. Right now I'm on this 6-month stint of the day shift that won't end until September. So that throws me, that kicks me sort of out of that.
Well, except now we're getting almost to the end of the school year.
So yeah,
and
September is probably about where we'd be starting.
Okay.
Yeah, that's because they're going to be doing a whole lot of other things right now. Especially if we're talking to the upperclassmen.
Yep.
Next fall.
Okay. Good. All right. So that.
But we can at least get some information.
From the Regional Office of Education. Maybe
since Roger's not here, I'll have him.
Okay.
I'll volunteer him to do that.
That's great.
Let him start.
All right.
Check it out on Monday. Call Barb Daly.
Yeah, cause I think all the curriculums go through there. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And then she could probably give him the names of. You say, is it the Central or Centennial is the African American club?
I know Central has one for sure. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe the Boys and Girls Club too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So good. That makes me feel better about that. Just sort of revisiting those goals and objectives. And then the other was the radio ad. I just did a radio ad for the community dialogue that we have coming up on April 15th. but we still need something. I sort of did that just basically reading off a flyer and just whatever came to mind, you know, 30-second or one-minute slot. We want ours to be much more specific than that, you know, or polished and ready than just sort of walking in. But it's not a difficult process to get it in. It's actually the paying for it is the issue, right? Okay. So I've talked to Mr. Purtle several times, and I think the figure he said for a year was something like $3,000 or something like that.
Would he give us a half year?
Right. It's something like
that. I mean, really, if, like I said, I probably can come up with $400 or $500 out of the marriage fund. I've already checked it out with Chief Judge Schunkweiler, and he tentatively gave us the okay for that. Roger talked to the Bar Association, and they thought that they could come up with a couple hundred dollars, but that's a long way from $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can, whatever we can,
who else had money?
Whatever we can do, I just wanted to, I think if I keep putting it out there, then we will move on it. With somehow raising the money is the issue.
Well, do you want us, I can have, talk to the chief again, Chief Judge Schunkweiler, and just cut a check to WBCP for $500.
Okay.
And that'd be a start.
Yeah.
See how much that would get you.
Pius, one of the issues that came up was about this committee raising money. Is that an issue?
Basically said if it was done through your office, we can avoid the auditor. That's the basic problem, is that?
Yeah, well, what I was going to have, if the Bar Association is going to contribute money, I'm going to have them make it the same thing, make it to the station.
Right. And now those are gifts. I think gifts and donations are different.
Yeah.
But I'm saying us figuring a way to actually do a fundraiser or something like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're paying a buck for us to set up a line account through the county board.
Yeah.
A lot of red tape for such a small amount of money. I talked to WC about this about a month ago or so. So we try to avoid that.
So basically, as long as there's an office, like the judge's office, is getting donations or something like that that are earmarked for this committee, then it's not an issue.
Well, I mean, as long as we're not put into a county account, we do whatever we want. I guess the question is we have to decide how we want to. What we should do is try to find the most purest, innocent person here and have that person be in charge of the money.
Look at me. Yeah.
I'm a lawyer.
That's what I really think that, you know. So.
Okay.
I mean, the mental health board does a lot of that for drug court. And
they have
money.
The
mental health court.
They also,
like that,
they also can set up an account, though.
Right.
They've got ways of doing that.
Maybe we should.
Because they do the
mental health board.
I mean, they allow.
Again, the problem is we have to go through the auditor. That just makes it. Not against the auditor, but for such a small amount of money, it's not worthwhile doing all this.
See, and I can't solicit funds. I mean, I could. Roger can ask the Bar Association, but beyond that, I'm prohibited from soliciting funds for any purpose. I've got a marriage fund, and we can use that as long as the chief signs off on it, and he thinks that's an appropriate expenditure. That's fine. But beyond that, I'm very limited as to what
well, I just wanted to raise the issue because, I mean, there's people that I know who may want to donate a couple hundred dollars to something like that, right? I just don't know what my limits are and stuff like that.
We need the jury selection fund.
I think if we have...
Marcus could open up an account.
But if we have things to pay, like the radio ads, or if we have a mailing we need to pay some postage, then you can just go to those people and say, well, we need $150 for postage. Can you give me the check and I'll take it to the post office or something?
Okay.
But if some people are doing it for a charitable donation, though, write a check to the post office.
Yeah.
It might
they wouldn't be able to do that with us anyway.
Yeah,
Well, people need to understand up front that this is you're just contributing to it to help us.
So I will. I'll get a request into the chief for the $500 check.
Okay.
The State Bar Association has grants, and I've gotten those grants before. They're up to $500, but they really like tangible things, you know, flyers, pamphlets, things like that, as opposed to probably airtime.
Okay.
So if there is some, you were thinking about doing a new flyer with the jury stuff, I mean, we can talk about the ISBA giving us money for that.
Okay.
A lot of civic groups will give you money if you ask, like Exchange Club or Kiwanis. Or
the Rotary, things like that, yeah.
But you do usually have to have a specific thing you need it for. You can't just say for our fund or something.
Yeah.
It's
you know, here's a big hat, put some money in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good piece for us, so we can get that going. That would really contribute a big bang with a lot of the education stuff that we're doing. So under announcement still, I wanted to just say that I feel much better about that. And Patricia Avery and I will be on Straight Talk Live tomorrow as the guest if she's feeling better. I'm not sure. She said she'll call me in the morning and let me know. I don't want to be out there by myself. So backup plan, Bill, would you be available?
For tomorrow?
Yeah. And from 11 to noon.
Yeah, that could be.
Okay, so it's just a contingency. Because she said she wasn't feeling well. But we'll be on again, and we'll be talking about, of course, the committee, but also the Jury Awareness Week stuff that's coming up. So we need to maybe have some bullet points. If we don't have the time to hash it out right now before I have to leave, if you guys could hash out just maybe four or five things about Jury Awareness Week and send it to me in email or something, I would be able to make sure that I talk about those points. You guys can even call in and share the points. You guys could even call in.
Mm-hmm.
You guys could even call in. Did I say that? Okay.
I think we're on Jury Awareness Week. We're 3 weeks away from it, and we don't really have much done yet. So I'm thinking maybe we should postpone it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was what Jenny was asking.
In the right. Mm-hmm. And what I was thinking more about was that, let me make sure that I'm clearing back up. The Jury Awareness Week is just what we were implementing. I thought it was already something that was going on around that. Mm-hmm. Law Day or something like that?
It's Law Day.
And we were turning into Jury Awareness Week.
Well, we could piggyback onto that. I mean, I still don't think it would be. Did Jenny draft a letter?
Yeah.
She did a draft a letter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was Trish's letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one was to Mayor Prussing and
I think getting it declared Jury Awareness Week wouldn't be a big problem, but that's not really. The goal of getting it declared Jury Awareness Week by the mayors was just a way to draw attention to some events we would have in public education. I just don't think we have the time in 3 weeks to put together.
We did. You told me last night.
That's what I said last night. But then we got an email this morning.
I got an email that said 5, so I'm here.
But
sorry.
The purpose of doing the Jury Awareness Week was to draw attention to public education events, and I don't know in 3 weeks if we have enough time to put together some public education events.
No, I don't think we do.
And we can continue to work on the honor roll thing and work towards something like that, but I just don't think we can pull it together in 3 weeks.
Okay. I would agree with that. But we can still have those different things that, like the honor roll list. Is it bad for me to put out there that we did put together this proclamation for the mayors to maybe identify a particular week as Jury Awareness Week?
Well, we don't really have the whereas proposition, proclamation yet, but I think it's okay to say that that's an idea we have and that we, a goal that we want to accomplish within the next few months or something.
Because, it doesn't have to be during Law Day. We can make Jury Awareness Week whatever week we decide is a good week, right?
No, absolutely.
All right. And so that's good stuff for Straight Talk Live. I was just telling Barbara that Patricia Avery and I will be the guests on Straight Talk Live tomorrow from 11 till noon. And Judge DeFantis was just encouraging everybody to call in.
Tomorrow morning.
From 11 till noon.
Okay.
WBCP.
I can do that.
And so the community dialogue that we're doing on April 15th, around the issue of different police abuse and what is the community and the police responsibility in dealing with that. What we have designed is a couple sessions and tables for information to be distributed, and I thought it was a good chance for us to put out fact sheets, maybe goals and objectives of our committee to get out to the community, because it will be predominantly probably African-American community will be attending at Salem Church. So just a fact sheet, Bill. No.
Fact sheet. Wait, start over.
Just a fact sheet with maybe some goals. A fact sheet about jury service, that process.
Doesn't Roger already have one?
We have something like that, but I wanted something that was just strictly from our committee, maybe just a piece of paper like this, not a pamphlet and all that type of stuff, right?
Right.
Just maybe a single sheet that has just maybe 3 to 5
you could use this.
Clear facts. Maybe. Maybe 3 to 5 very clear facts about jury service. How do you get involved in it? You know, nothing overwhelming, right? Just something for people to be able to digest quickly. A couple of things we've accomplished with our committee and maybe one of the two goals of the committee. I'm just throwing this out for discussion, basically, but I thought it was an opportunity for us to be able to get more information out around the education because of the people who will be there. Discussion. Thoughts, ideas.
This is going to be on the 15th of April at Salem.
Yes.
And what time of the day?
5:30 to 8:30.
And it's a dialogue about... Mm.
Basically, it's there's an individual who's coming to town that we're bringing in who's an ex-chief of police in various different cities. Mm-hmm. He goes around now and he's dealing with helping communities deal with situations where they've had police abuse and police brutality, empowering citizens on language and terminology and how to monitor good and positive behavior, but also showing them what their responsibilities are and helping eliminate this sort of abuse. So he'll be coming in to be the main focus of the dialogue. And so that's what it will be. But CU Citizens is going to have several different tables set up that information can be shared. And I thought that this committee would be great, given our charge and given the people who would be there, to share information about the importance of jury service.
Has this been publicized yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in the papers?
Not in the newspapers, no.
Okay.
Can I pass that around?
Oh, you have one. Yeah, go ahead. Just pass it around. Yeah, go ahead.
What's that second sheet?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the second sheet is. Yeah, I didn't bring any flyers with me. I was just trying to see what you guys thought about the fact sheets.
So mostly the fact sheet would describe more about what our committee is doing and some...
Or just what does it take to be a juror? What are the, like when we're talking about the driver's license, some of these misnomers that are still out there, you know what I mean? Felons can't serve, you know, that kind of different stuff. Just maybe some bullet points.
I had one of our jury coordinators said to me Monday, one of our potential jurors is wearing an ankle bracelet. In other words, he was on home confinement. Mm-hmm. Can he serve? I said, well, certainly can. Yeah. No prohibition against that.
All right. The better, you know where he is.
So
just don't keep him past curfew. You gotta let him go by 9:00.
Yeah.
So we can move on from that. You guys, we can see what you want if there's if people want to get involved with that or to do the fact sheet. Just some basic stuff. I did think maybe because we want our. It's not just about the jury service. We're also talking about this committee, right? Maybe people might want to come and do more public participation or something like that if they know more about the committee. So it's a chance for us to get our work out there as well as the committee itself having more visibility. So that's why I put it out there. So before we go to all these people that's in public participation waiting, does anybody else have anything else about that? All right, so...
I think it sounds like a good idea.
I think it would be great if we had something that we could put in your hands. I'm a little apprehensive about the pamphlet. I mean, I don't know if people are going to sit there and actually read it. And if they don't read it right there, And what's the likelihood of them reading it when
they
leave?
You want something that's more instant.
Yeah, just quick. Just
well, and they're going to look at that and just say, well, I haven't even gotten a questionnaire, so I don't even want to read this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is designed for when I'm called in for jury duty. So, yeah, I think you're right. It would be something a little bit different than that.
And I think it'd be a great idea to, if you can develop it by April 15th, great, but it would be a handy thing to have for other things, you know, the calendar.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, just
one
page thing we distribute to all these different events.
You know? Yeah, definitely.
Taste of Champagne, all these things have a booth.
So, Bill, if you, I would be willing to approve anything that you put in.
Okay, I could try.
You're leaning on him.
Yeah, I could draft something and maybe get some feedback on it.
Okay.
We can get something coming.
Yeah, that would be great. I appreciate it.
Do you know, have any idea how many people you're going to expect Friday?
75 to 100 people.
Okay.
And there'll be other tables there.
Yeah, the other information being shared.
So, you know, it'll be like part of a thing that people might go by.
Mm-hmm. All right. No public participation. So the political action team updates, the letters to the mayors, we have that here in front of us. And I know Jenny and Roger, I guess you could talk about the HB 7066. Is that what it is?
Randy, you mean?
Mm-hmm. What did I call you?
I don't want to say.
A bad
one. Yeah, no, you know, Naomi Jacobson submitted the legislation. In the General Assembly, each House has to read it. They call reading it three times, and it's on the third reading. So it got out of committee, and it's being discussed, and hopefully there will be a vote in the next couple of weeks, and it passes, and then it goes on to the Senate.
And there was some friendly amendments to it. I was wondering
if there was a few pieces, a few words there that made it clearer and stuff like
who
that.
Who they had to send the information to or something, instead of Secretary of State, they sent it to the courts.
Right, we were guessing who the data had to go to. Mm-hmm. We said Secretary of State since they compile the other information, but some state rep thought it would be more appropriate to go to the Administrative Office of the Illinois Courts to compile that, and that's fine. I mean, they didn't gut the legislation, so it's still there.
And that's what I was. That's
hopefully
what
by the next meeting we'll know if it passes.
Okay. Is there? Do we? Maybe I have it somewhere mixed
is
up.
Is there any way we can
a copy? Well, no, I'm looking for a copy of the actual proposal.
It's online. I mean, I can print it out.
Okay.
I have my copy, but the amendment is different, so I can print it out and give it to you.
Could
you
just
go online?
Okay. All right. That would be great. All right. I just wanted to read it. But I think that's fantastic. I mean, we start talking about little old committee with just all these.
Well, Randy's the man.
Folks.
He got some other legislation.
Just to tell you how scary it is, of how quickly law can take effect right here. On one day, we come up with some issue. I called Chapin Rose. He said, get me something. Like a day later, we got him some proposal. You looked at it, and about a week and a half later, it passes the House of Representatives 101 to nothing. You know,
was,
like, oh, my gosh.
The,
they do with mental health records and getting them released to a court-appointed psychiatrist.
If I appointed a psychiatrist to examine someone, that psychiatrist doesn't have access to the jail's mental health records.
There isn't that specific exception in the statute.
So, and of course, the psychiatrist said, I'd really like to know what the mental health examiner of the jail thinks. So, and it buzzed through in a week and a half.
Yeah.
Now
they've submitted to the Senate.
It's not controversial.
No, I mean.
Well, but it was something that was causing us problems.
Sure.
So hopefully this will go as smoothly.
Well, that's cool. I think that's big. That's,
I think
that's
it's
really
great.
Big. And just understanding that process, that's more education that we can share with folks.
So you don't think it needs people calling in or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, again, this is not controversial either.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the letter to the mayors, and we discussed that a little bit, that the jury awareness week that we were going to postpone that. In the letters to the mayors, we have it here. I think we should at least read. Yeah.
It talks about here about putting together a proclamation. I will work on putting together a proclamation.
Okay.
Jenny, because we need to get that done soon.
Well, the county can declare this.
Well, that's right. Well, because we have done May, it's already April. We need it. And we have in 2 weeks we'll be meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get this done quickly.
Okay. Great. All right. But does anyone have any issues with the letter at this particular point?
I've got some recommendations. I'll pass it on to Jenny. Too.
Okay.
Just editorial staff conversations. And I would suggest we do the same thing.
Okay. Did anybody else have anything in particular about the letter that they thought was needed to be addressed? It's on the back of your, are you looking for the letter?
Well, I bought all this stuff.
And it's right here on the back of the agenda, or on the back of the jury you wear this week. Okay, so did you have something in particular, or you just wanted to read through it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did anybody put together the... Somebody was working on the list of the honor rolls for the...
Jenny, I think, was.
I thought it was Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I started one. And then, I don't know, did you guys get a chance to show it to the jury commissioners? Did they have
the one person who showed up.
Did they know anything about any of them?
She gave us some information about some of the... a few more companies that we were aware of that do pay. Wanda was quite knowledgeable of which corporations, which companies pay their employees.
Okay.
And they were probably, she just went down the list to begin with and was just saying, well, yeah, they do and they do. And But Roger and I were there, and Jenny meet with us? I'm trying to think. Anyway, we met with Wanda, and she did provide us. She was going to take it with her and look it over again.
Okay. So she'll get back with you all?
Yes, I hope so, yes.
And you said met with us. You thought Randy was Roger, too?
No.
You and I
no,
were doing
no,
the same
no,
thing?
No.
No?
Oh, Jenny,
this place is with Roger.
He knows better.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so no, she was aware of quite a few companies that do pay.
Okay, good. Okay, so there's a few things we've actually covered. So that political action team update and letters to the mayor, we have that update. And we've actually covered the radio ad, and we didn't set a date for a school appearance, but we're working on that. And right now, we have the curriculum proposals, or maybe Barbara and Joan on the agenda. Here it is, right here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Down at number 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you all have spent some time discussing this. So
well, we had a little email exchange recently while both of us are up in our, into our income taxes.
Uh-huh.
Which is why we didn't get it done, but we talked about it.
We'll get to it eventually, but not immediately.
I do have a concept, though, of trying to get a hold of a really sharp social studies teacher in high school. I have in mind a couple, but if anybody else knows one, please tell me their names. And putting them together with Joan and me and Roger's gorgeous stuff. He has all kinds of stuff about, like the pamphlet and the possibilities of field trips and various things that we could put into a 2 or 3 day lesson plan that would then go around the district.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, the two districts, Jim Painter and Bama, for high school social science teachers. But it would be, you know, underwritten and there'd be a name on it of a high school social science teacher. And our committee, so it would be recognized as a professional.
Okay.
That's so my concept, anyway.
So you're going to work on development. You need names of sharp social studies teachers.
Yeah, I mean, the one I was thinking of is Michael Pollack. I don't know if anybody knows him.
That's who we met with in Urbana.
Yeah.
Is David Lemons over at Parkland now? He taught at Urbana High School for many, many years.
What's the name?
Dave Lemons.
Clemens?
Lemons.
Did he retire?
He retired from Urbana. Last time I heard, I thought he might be at Parkland, but I used to go to his class every semester.
David Lemons.
Mm-hmm. Taught what these specifics, whatever it was, what they call it now, I don't know.
It's like the student council advisor.
Yes, he was, and he did the Thanksgiving dinners.
Well, Parkland is good because they might be like a 2-for-1. You know, like they're both that. Community college level and the high school if he used to teach there.
Yeah, we would. So you guys will get back with us after you get some names and you guys will work on something and then we can move on from there. Okay, that's cool.
he also used to bring his class in to watch jury trials every semester. Well behaved. I mean, he'd tell them, this is the real thing. You're going to be sitting in a courtroom. But he was, you know, he'd bring them in every semester.
Yeah, that's cool. That's the exposure we need, right?
I think high school teachers would like that if they know in advance. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can build that into their year. It's always good to do something before you get out of the classroom, see something.
So another 90s, other business. I don't think we want to get into a deep discussion about this pamphlet stuff. I think, you know, I keep putting it down there because I want us to have something, but I think the fact sheet starts to speak to that. Maybe we can build on that so we don't have to go through that. But yes.
Can I ask a question relative to the other topic? How far down do you think we wisely should go? Should we go down to eighth grade or stick to high school? Or?
Well, we were talking about that when we talked about going around to the schools. Mm-hmm. And
well, we initially said not take, instead of biting off some big chunk, I think... We were talking about visiting places, but what you're talking about, I think, is different. You don't have to go to all these different places. I think for curriculum stuff, I think you should start in the middle school and maybe, you know, tailor it to the age groups. But I think what you guys are talking about should be to, yes, definitely be in the middle schools, at minimum middle schools up to high school.
But we have to prioritize because you're talking a whole different curriculum. You know, if you write it for eighth grade, if you're writing it for juniors in high school, which is American government's the junior year.
Okay.
So, I mean,
I would say
start with the high school.
Yeah. That's what I would say.
Because that American government, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And it's required junior year. Mm-hmm. And Mark Pollock teaches it, Michael Pollock at Urbana.
Okay, well, that's great. I think we should go with that. The update on the returns, Judge, you were talking about that before we actually convened the meeting.
I'll have Roger, as I said, Kirk's running them again. I'll have Roger email to us what the numbers are, what we're showing.
Okay.
I had a trial last when the lights went out, and out of the 12 jurors, I had two African-American males.
Great.
The one before that.
How old were they?
One was a retired gentleman. The other one was surgical tech at Carl, been there for about 8 years, but with his military service, I'd say he was probably in his early 40s. And then the trial before that, I had a woman who, African-American woman, was 81. I don't, you know, we're not seeing, like Patrick keeps saying, we don't see young people, whether they're African.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. We're not seeing them.
You see young whites?
Rarely.
So they're
skewed. It's skewed older.
Yeah.
You do get.
No, I understand that.
But it's more often than not from, you know, the 30s up. Mm-hmm. And the young people, for various reasons, just can't, you know, sometimes just can't.
I think it's an interesting point. I don't know how much time we would spend on it, but just at that moment made me think about, as we start to try to be more focused and concise about how we move, that maybe the target population for us, for African Americans, should be not, maybe it should be, you said 30, 25, mm-hmm. whatever, you know, whatever it is, and up to a particular range, right? Mm-hmm. To get, I don't know, it just made me think about that, right? Because if young people are not interested or involved across the board, we could be spinning our wheels and trying to go to this really small age, but I think planting the seed is good.
That's right.
Right, definitely. That's definitely. But something that would target the population that comes, that's usually there, I think would also be fruitful. Yes, sir.
I agree with what you're saying. You sort of got a two-fisted approach. One earlier, more education. And the second one is later on, reminder, okay, that this is still there.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, of course, that you've got this lag, is that those people are going to, like 23s may not have been taught about it. And so
the education is good.
It's got to be a little bit of education there, but less emphasis, maybe,
Judge?
The benefit of the education is you start talking to the high school kids, somebody in the family, an aunt, an uncle, gets a questionnaire. And they say, well, if that young person buys into it, they say, no, fill it out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it could have benefits just beyond the young people that we're talking about.
Just beyond just planting seeds, they could have some actual contact. Okay. So, yeah, I think that was just something that came in my head when we were saying who was actually there.
Yeah.
you know, just using the whole, reading the paper and the mayoral race and stuff. And they were saying, well, we didn't concentrate very much over here because why spend all our time over there? We know that's not going to get us the return we're looking for. So it's the same sort of concept here. That's what I was thinking about when you said that. So more education.
I think it would be very productive to get more field trips of kids to watch a piece of a jury trial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing like reality to make it
or even
interesting
jury
and
selection.
Exciting. And jury selection is exciting.
We used to have a lot of schools calling, trying to find out what was mm-hmm. being tried and when, and what they could come in and watch. And we don't see much of that anymore.
And I don't know if... I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
Wait,
I think it's because a couple of reasons. One, field trips are more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to go looking for ways to cut costs. And it's also... I don't know if there's more liability or there's more hassles in setting up field trips now than there used to be. Mm-hmm.
There are.
Yeah, a combination of both, maybe. So it's sad, you know.
But a week, in the old days, hardly a week went by when we weren't getting a call from some civics teacher, American government teacher, wanting to know what's available.
You know what? Maybe we should have a high-level meeting with the superintendent of schools and you, for instance, to talk about just exactly that issue, because I think that's what's changing things.
I see Mr. Preston on a regular basis. I can just ask him.
Yeah, well, really.
Yeah.
And I have a really good friend who's a second grade teacher, and they get one field trip per year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they used to have several,
because
they had their field trip the other day, and I said, well, gee, that wasn't a very good choice of a place to go. I think it was second graders going to that historical museum out in
Muhammad.
Yeah. I mean, that's like sixth grade. That's not second grade. Mm-hmm. But... it worked out okay because they were happy to get out of school. But, you know, anyway, she said we only get one now that, and we used to have, up until very recently, parents could come and help you get the kids there and back, you know, in cars. Not now. Liability. Got to all have a bus, got to have a waiver, you know, all this
damn
stuff.
Warriors.
So, and made it impossible.
I'm sorry, what's
the lock?
Roger,
Mandy. That's right. So I think logistically it's also sometimes difficult to get them there during a trial and specifically jury selection because, in the olden days, I do remember a lot more people coming, but we had like 2 weeks every month and there were like four courtrooms and it could be going on anywhere. Now it's split up where we have jurors coming in all the time. And so there may only be one courtroom trying something in 1 week, and things fall apart. And so it's hard to tell a teacher, next Tuesday there will, in fact, be a jury trial when a lot of it,
Yeah.
I mean, if there is a big call and it all falls apart and there's no trial, they would at least be able to observe pleas in the court process. But
and when that used to happen, then I'd talk to them.
Right.
If it fell through, I would get clear, and then I'd go out and explain.
What happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
But now it would be hard to tell a teacher, next Tuesday we promise you there will be a jury trial going on, because it's...
Well, you know, when we become more innovative about this technology, we've been to jail and you got people who go to court, the inmates are at the satellite somewhere and the judge is seeing what's going on. You have Skype, you have all these different things now where... Could it be, you got a big screen TV, and there's
that security. You have to get permission to record a trial?
No, we can't do that.
Well, not a trial. I was just thinking about
voir dire.
The voir dire, just the jury selection process. Can't do that either.
No, can't do anything in the courtroom.
Okay.
One of the other things that sometimes the field trips do, they'll come to arraignment court. And they'll watch the beginning of the process.
Because
that's where it all starts.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always something going on in the courthouse, and one of the things I just put together a calendar for 2012 with jury terms and which courtrooms are going to be in trial, and I suppose that there's nothing wrong with publishing that. Never thought about that before, but we can make that available so people know.
Just had given it to those teachers or whatever.
Provide it to the school district.
Yeah.
That could be maybe something that they get at the beginning of every year.
Yeah.
Joan, I'm sorry, you wanted to say something.
I was just going to say how difficult it would be to schedule court watch. I mean, I know for us, we come to court to watch, and there'll be recess when our case goes away. But a Raymond court, that runs
5 days a week.
And I know that I go into schools and talk, and Julia goes into schools and talks. So, I mean, if you had some formal plan where they come in, they watch arraignments from 1:30 to 2:30, and then some judge, whoever's available, right, could talk for 20 minutes mm-hmm. or 10 minutes, and Julia and I could come in for 10 or minutes, just to, I mean, kind of make it a formal thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if there is a trial, great. If not, you have something to fall back
doing
on.
Some of stuff. Hey, without as long as I could, I was trying to get through this meeting.
All right.
Okay. Okay, good, good.
I think we should incorporate this into our curriculum plan. You know, so it's
I think that's really the next biggest thing. The next biggest thing coming out of here will be what you guys put together with that, as far as what's tangible and has some longevity with the bill and stuff like that. So I think that's the next big piece, and I'll work on this. I'll talk to Mr. Purdom about the ad, if we can do half a year or something. I just wanted something that I really want sponsors for. It's not something, it's not a drop in the pan. I'm just saying, like, it becomes almost a fabric of the radio station. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on, you're going to hear about this for years to come, you know. So we have to find someone to sponsor it. We have to renew it every year. But I don't want to say you're going to get it 3 times a day for 6 months. I'd rather have it twice a day for a year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Than just, you know, for that sort of pants. So I'll talk to him about it and see what we can...
Ask him what $500 will buy.
Okay.
And then email me if that's okay, if he's willing
we'll
to do that,
there.
Then I'll...
That's a start, though.
Yeah.
I think that's a start for us. Yeah. Basically, you all, we're at the scheduling of the next meeting. May 1st is a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
right? So that
Sunday.
Means
May 1st is a Sunday.
May 1st is a Sunday. Okay. You all planning to attend the Eagle Fest?
Yeah, I am.
Right. There's going to be some young, dynamic poets coming. It's going to be a part of that. So,
yeah. We have our annual meeting. The ACLU has their annual meeting May 1st, too, if anybody...
Well, so but it doesn't conflict because the movie that you're talking about is at 1 o'clock. And that's at 12, but then they're showing it again at 4 for free.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a ticket I bought before I realized that for 1 o'clock if you want to give it to somebody.
Okay, we'll talk about it again. So next meeting, you all, we're talking what? Today's the 8th, right? So May 8th?
That's a Sunday. So May 6th is a Friday or
May
6th or May 13th is a Friday.
The 13th sounds better to me.
Sounds
yes,
better
it
to me.
It is better.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date?
13.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get that out. Everybody good on 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Public participation, seeing none. Move to adjourn. Anybody will make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Judge DeFantis.
Second.
Second by Mr. Randy Rosenbaum.
You can call him Randall. You can call him Randy. You can call
all
him Roger.
In favor?
I can call lots of things. Just don't call him.
This meeting is adjourned.
Where is
he
tonight?
Yes.
Oh, he has some buddies coming in. And
want to
just
I remember.
Running
I
around
and
the chicken was hit. But I'm trying to get everything done today. Then he gets those numbers from
Kirkland. Yeah, but it was not like in bold letters. And so last night at the meeting, I
couldn't remember that.
Is our meeting changed to 5 o'clock? No, I need 5:30.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
This morning I saw the new email.
I didn't call you. You guys are going to be going. I'll see you
later. Oh, she's gone.